This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for November 2019. As we approach the end of the year, November saw 5,224 single-family home sales, which marked an 11.9% decrease from November 2018. At the same time, the median sale price rose 1.3% on the same basis to $390,000, which marked an all-time high for the month of November. Meanwhile, the condo market experienced similar trends. In November, there were 1,889 condo sales, a 4.9% decrease from November 2018, while the median sale price increased 3.6% on a year-over-year basis to $378,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim, and happy holidays.
Hi, Mike. Great to be here. You know, we've survived a set of holidays, and we just have one more to go, and then we can ring in the new year.
This is the first time that November single-family home sales declined on a year-over-year basis since 2013. What do you think may have contributed to this backslide?
Well, that's true, Mike. November has been a good month, and it's been good for a long time. But I think that this trend is really more of a matter of sheer good luck than any special magic for growth in the sales department for that November may have for us. You know, sales volume has actually declined in 5 of the 11 months so far this year. And if we look at full years, we see that sales volume has slipped for 2 years in a row, and 2019 will almost certainly be the third year of falling sales volume. But what is really unusual about the sales in November is that they fell by almost 12%. And that's just the third time in 8 years that the monthly sales have fallen by double digits. So is there a concern? Is this a harbinger of a coming downturn in the real estate market? Well, I don't think so. The market and the economy are both strong. Median prices continue to inch upwards in a controlled and reasonable way. What is different, though, is that people are staying put. Inventory of homes for sale is scarce and has been declining for several years now. Baby boomers are just not selling homes to relocate to smaller quarters or even to move out of state in retirement. They're staying in their homes. And younger people with families are deciding to fix up their current homes instead of moving to a larger property. It's really a bit of a vicious cycle. No attractive options for moving, so people stay put. And then they can't find anything to buy. Now, this keeps prices rising modestly, and no bubble seems to be forming due to a lack of strong demand. But it is setting the country up for what market watchers call the silver tsunami. And they predict in the next decade or two that we may experience this. And, you know, baby boomers are holding on to their homes, and they can hold on to them for now, but they can't take them with them. They can't take them to the afterlife. So death or health problems or financial strain will eventually bring a large number of homes to market. And this wave of large homes for sale is predicted to disrupt the market, especially if large homes prove unsaleable or unattractive to new buyers who may be more energy conscious than we've seen in the past.
The median condo price is headed towards another record-setting year. Do you think this momentum will carry over into 2020?
Yes, condos continue to post strong numbers. Median prices were up 3.6% in November, and they're up 4.1% for the year to date. The median condo sale price in November was $378,000. The single-family home sale median home sale price was $390,000. So when you think of it, it's just $12,000 that separate a condo median price from a single-family median price. Now, that's an unusual statistic. And why is this happening? Because most of the new housing units being built are condos and apartments. The new units are just that. They're new. And they have designs and amenities and locations that appeal to today's buyers. So sales are brisk for condos, and prices are rising. And don't expect this to change anytime soon. new developments are announced every week, it seems, and projects already in development are reaching completion. Banker and Tradesman reporter Steve Adams wrote recently that 2,000 units are expected to reach the market in the spring, just in Boston alone, and most of those are going to be high-priced luxury units that will further increase the median price for condos.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for November 2019. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.